There is a lot of talk at the moment about a shift in human consciousness from 3D to 4D to 5D, but not a lot of explanation about what exactly this is or what it means for humanity and for you as an individual. Hi there, I'm Liz Watt. Welcome to my channel where I talk about how to integrate spirituality, reality, and individuality. In today's video, I'm going to answer the question, what does it mean to shift from 3D to 4D to 5D? So I'm kind of splitting this video into three parts. So firstly, what are dimensions and densities? And how do these apply to 3D, 4D, and 5D? What is the shift from 3D to 4D to 5D? And how will humanity actually shift from 3D to 4D to 5D? So if this interests you, then keep watching. Many people in the spiritual and truth communities are using these terms a lot. There is talk of being in third dimensional or 3D consciousness, and that humanity is shifting to fourth dimensional consciousness, while other seemingly evolved individuals already say they reside in fifth dimensional consciousness, and others say they shift between them. So these terms raised a lot of questions for me. There was kind of a disconnect between my own understanding of dimensions and consciousness. How could consciousness move between dimensions in a physical human body that is in the third dimension or even the fourth dimension? Does our consciousness stay with our human body, or does our consciousness go somewhere? Do our bodies stay here or do they go there? Where is there? I decided to start at the beginning, and I started with dimensions. Dimensions are a concept that kind of organizes different planes or realms of existence according to energetic vibration. Now, each dimension holds a particular state or frequency of consciousness or awareness, or one way of perceiving reality. They kind of coexist on top of and within and around one another, like layers of awareness. Each dimension includes the characteristics of all the dimensions below, plus something new. Let's go back a few steps. So you'll already be familiar with some dimensions from a perspective of physical space. Let's start with a single point. A single point is a point where the entirety of source consciousness and everything began, and then began to expand as energy in dimensions. The first dimension, or length, is like an extrusion of a point that results in a line connecting two points. There is no depth or height, only width, and we call this the x-axis. The second dimension is an extrusion of a one-dimensional line to create a plane or flat shape like a triangle or square. It now contains width, or the x-axis, plus height, or the y-axis. The third dimension, called depth and volume, is then an extrusion of a two-dimensional plane to create depth and the z-axis, and three-dimensional volume. The third dimension is space, like being in a room, but without time. We experience space in three dimensions, which are width, or x-axis, height, or y-axis, and depth, or z-axis. It is a moment-to-moment reality, and all that exists is the now. So we are familiar with the three dimensions of space. Look around the room and you will perceive your reality as it seems to appear within space. Now, the fourth dimension of time is like an extrusion of the three-dimensional space. So width, height, and depth are extruded to create time, like a timeline. It is the position of an object in time for the duration of its existence. Time in the fourth dimension exists in linear form, like a line connecting the start point of the existence of an object to the end point, where that object ceases to exist or dies. According to this model, the human form currently experiences a third and fourth dimensional reality of the dimensions of space and time. One life is one possible experience of the human body as it seemingly moves in a linear process through time. The way your human brain and body perceive and experience your life is one version of reality. So here's where it gets a little tricky. Fifth dimension includes the fourth dimension, that timeline, plus every possible timeline or path that could have existed since the same starting point. Time is fluid rather than linear, and it includes every possibility from every point along every timeline and branches off indefinitely. It is every possibility of your life that could have occurred from every moment in time from that starting point. Now, there's so much information here that the human brain could not possibly comprehend every possibility of every moment in time of your entire life. Now, this model of dimensions continues on to 10 dimensions, which become really complex perceptions and experience of reality, which we're going to leave for now. We just want to see if we can get to 5D first. Based on this model of understanding and dimensions, how can humanity shift into the fifth dimension when our brains are nowhere near evolved or equipped to handle perceiving and experiencing infinite simultaneous realities or lifetimes? Perhaps our brains have this capability, but we are so not there yet as a human species. Heck, one lifetime is tricky enough for most of us. So this is where density and density consciousness come in. Now, density is a concept that refers to how much mass or energy is in an amount of space. So the mass is information and space is the measure of the connectedness of information. Density assumes that everything is made of energy. Like everything, density also exists on a spectrum from most dense to least dense. In more dense form, energy is contracted, heavy, and close together, and more like matter or solid objects. In less dense form, energy is expanded, light, and further apart, and more like energy. We experience the physical realm through forms of varying densities. So heavy, solid forms such as lead or rock are denser, while light forms such as fairy floss or a sponge, water and gas are less dense. Consciousness is the level of sentience or awareness of internal and or external existence. It is the degree of being alert and awake and able to perceive and recognize patterns in the external environment, conditions, situations, and stimuli, as well as internal sensations, thoughts, and emotions. Now, density consciousness is a concept that identifies the density of energy of consciousness of a particular being, form, or realm. Let that sink in. It's an energetic density rather than a physical form, because physical forms are still energy, so already much lighter and less dense than matter. It is important to know that first density consciousness is the densest and least conscious. First density consciousness is about being and awareness and simple existence. It is about consciousness exploring itself, but not yet being self-reflective. It is elemental and includes physical matter such as rocks, water, and winds. Now, second density consciousness includes all biological or organic matter that has free and autonomous movement to grow and explore itself, such as trees, plants, minerals, and animals. Then third density consciousness is about self-awareness, free will, and choice as an independent, separate being. Beings learn that they can use logic and rational and critical thinking to create concepts, ideas, and beliefs. Third density teaches us we can make choices along a spectrum. The individual must choose a polarity of the spectrum of being separate and serving themselves or being whole and serving the whole and others. Third density consciousness is where human beings generally reside. However, as we evolve, making a choice allows us to descend to fourth density consciousness and that higher level. Now, fourth density consciousness is about experiencing the effect and consequences of that choice made in third density consciousness, of serving the self or the whole. This level of awareness is about understanding that you cannot have one polarity at the expense of the other, and all aspects of the spectrum must exist. It can't just be one or the other. It's about learning sovereignty and that you are a separate, independent being and you are part of a whole, which takes you to fifth density consciousness. Fifth density consciousness is about balance and unity and the process of allowing everything on that spectrum. At this level, beings start with a polarized orientation to separation and service of self and the whole and service to others, but they know they must find a better balance between the two by expressing more of the opposite. They understand they must give to receive and receive to give. And so those polarities come together into balance. Sixth and seventh density consciousness and beyond take us further away from solid physical form and closer to energy and light. Based on these models, and remember they're just models and ways of understanding, it can be said that human beings perceive their environment and experience reality as one lifetime through the third and fourth dimensions of space and time. We're not yet moving into a level of consciousness where we can all easily perceive and experience the fifth dimension and these multiple timelines. Even though it does theoretically simultaneously exist in and around our current fourth dimensional reality. It can also be said that human beings generally have a level of third density consciousness and over time definitely have the ability to evolve and move up the spectrum to fourth and fifth density consciousness. Humans have third, fourth, or fifth density consciousness within a third and fourth dimension reality. Now, individually, many human beings are waking up to see the world in a new way. Their awareness and consciousness of the truth of reality and the world is shifting at a really rapid pace. They realize that what they've been told the world is not really what the world is. They are becoming aware that much information has been withheld from humanity, and we have more power, choice, and control over our lives than we have been told or led to believe. So this awakening is shifting the consciousness of individuals up the spectrum from high third density consciousness into low fourth density consciousness and beyond. Collectively, as more and more people start to wake up, this awakening expands to be a shift in the consciousness of all humanity rather than just a few individuals. The question is, how long will it take each individual and the collective to shift from third to fourth to fifth density consciousness? Now, based on the evolution from first density consciousness of rocks and elements, to second density consciousness of plants and animals, to the third density consciousness of humanity, this could take thousands or tens of thousands or millions of years. Theoretically, could the whole of humanity just wake up one day and have a complete shift of awareness and consciousness and just jump into fifth density consciousness and living in utopia? Yes, theoretically. Is it likely? Who knows? But based on the current sort of polarities and state of the world, it feels like much of humanity is still in third density consciousness. How long will they stay there? Again, who knows? Now, the best way forward for each individual is probably not to wait for humanity to wake up and take you with them to a higher level. The best way forward is to get up every day and for now do the work to shift your personal awareness and consciousness of what is going on in the world and work towards becoming an empowered sovereign being who takes responsibility for their choices and does not impose or interfere on others in the process. So in doing so, you will raise the aspect of consciousness that is you and allow and give permission for others to do the same. The choice is yours. It is important, as always, to remember that what I talk about here is not the answer. It is not saying that others are wrong and this is right. It is one perspective, model, framework, or way of seeing and understanding the world and joining the dots that right now make sense. So as always, be open to this as an idea or series of ideas. Take what works right now for you, leave the rest and come back to it if and when you need it, or if it makes sense or feels right to do so. What is important to understand is what people are referring to when they talk about this shift from 3D to 4D to 5D. Are they talking about dimensions or density and density consciousness? Is their definition of dimensions or density the same as outlined here or different? Is it the same as yours? Do they even know what they mean when they say 3D, 4D, 5D? In other words, question everything, including what I've told you here. And if I shift my consciousness and find a new understanding that changes this perspective, I'll let you know. If you have any questions or thoughts about this shift of humanity from 3D to 4D to 5D, head over to lizbot.com/askliz and let me know. If you want to know more, then make sure you consider subscribing to my channel because I have a ton of content and ideas to share with you to help you understand and integrate spirituality, reality, and individuality. While you wait for the next episode, make sure you check out some of my other work either here or at lizbot.com. what.com. That's everything for today. I hope it gave you some clarity or at least something to think about in terms of this shift from 3D to 4D to 5D. Have a great day and I will see you next time.